Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey there, hi there, ho there, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, there's Chuck, and Jerry's here, which took up an extra couple seconds mentioning Jerry. So let's get to it because we just wasted some time.
Yeah, so if you remember about a year ago, dear listener, we did a podcast, a little shorty on the Mona Lisa, mm-hmm. and we talked kind of briefly about the fact that Mona Lisa's eyes will follow you if you move about the room, like a horror movie painting. And that's the thing. And we said, I think Josh even said, hey, you know, I want to do a show on that, like a regular shorty on that.
That was a great Josh impression.
He went, hello, love. Let's do one on that.
Right. Jiminy Crickets. So we did. This is what we're doing right now, Chuck.
That's right. The reason why, which will come later in the podcast, but the phenomenon of that we've all seen on Scooby-Doo and in horror movies of moving around a room and the appearance that the eyeballs of a painting are following you.
Right. So there's actual, like, this is actually a thing, as anybody who's ever seen it in real life knows. But you may not have ever understood why. And it turns out that it's one of the easiest things in the world to understand, one of the hardest things in the world to explain for some reason.
I had a hard time too.
It makes no sense whatsoever because once you understand it, you're like, okay, yeah, of course, that makes total sense. But like, I even had to go back and add some to this article that I wrote. This is a Josh Clark jam from the How Stuff Works staff writer days.
It's very How Stuff Worksy too.
And I had to go back and add something from like, I think some art site and another site about, there was like a forum among painters. There's this one painter's post saying like, I can't make the eyes look at the viewer, help me. And there, you know, some people kind of swooped in and explained to this one painter how to do it, but it's actually very, very hard. But the whole thing is based on perspective, and you would not have been able to make a painting with eyes staring at the viewer before the 14th century, I believe. And thanks to an Italian architect named Philippe, I'm sorry, Chuck, you want to take this one?
I was about to say, I mean, I know I'm not sitting in the room with you, but Filippo Brunellesco.
Very nice. And he was an architect in Italy, like I said, and he was in charge of the Baptistery. Sorry, Chuck.
Baptistery in San Giovanni.
Very nice. So he basically accidentally figured out perspective, linear perspective in particular, which is in a painting where if you're looking at, say, like a painting of railroad tracks, they vanish in the distance. But if you'll notice, they come together. The reason that they seem very far off and that the tracks closer to the tracks wider apart are closer to you and the tracks closer together are further from you is because it's using linear perspective, which is just all lines in a painting can trace their origin back to a common single point. That's the source of linear perspective.
Yeah, and it's one of the coolest things in art, the notion that you can draw something on a flat canvas and just have those points kind of come closer to each other at the top, and it gives the impression of distance. It's really, really cool.
It is very cool. So that's one thing that it's like you said, it gives the impression of distance. And before linear perspective came along, artists had height and width. And the only way to make something seem further away is to draw it smaller than the other thing you want to seem closer together. And the whole jam just seemed very flat. Like if you think of hieroglyphics, Egyptian paintings on walls of tombs, that's a good example of pre-perspective art.
Right.
Very flat and two-dimensional.
Yeah. You can also do some other things to create the illusion of depth. Obviously, light and shadow. Mm-hmm. If you use light, it will demonstrate something, a surface's closeness to the light source, and it's going to protrude out and then reflect more light. You're going to use that shadow, and the darker areas to denote something that's more closed off, maybe something further away. Mm-hmm. You combine those two things and you're going to have another illusion, that illusion of depth, basically sort of like a third dimension that's really not there.
Exactly. But for all intents and purposes, you have just figured out how to add that third dimension. And it's like you just said, it's really important. It's not actually there. Using linear perspective, using the interplay of light and shadows to suggest depth, it's not there. Height and width, they're actually there. Those two dimensions are actually present in the painting. But that third dimension of depth, also known as length, that is nothing but an optical illusion. But that optical illusion gives rise to another optical illusion, the eyes in a painting following you around the room.
That's right. So we're going to take a break and talk how that actually works right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey, everybody, we're here to tell you about Viator, a tool that you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world.
That's right. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in.
Yep. Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy.
That's right. You can also enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experience that you're considering. Plus, you get free cancellation that helps you plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, and Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right. So before we get to how that actually works, we should point out that what you mentioned earlier from that painter's blog or thread or whatever, it is a tough thing to do as an artist to paint eyes on a human being that look like they're looking at the person looking at the painting. It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Like, you are basically a master of painting if you can do it without really having to think about it, but it has everything to do.
I've been trying for years.
Do you paint?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm terrible.
I could see that being like just something I didn't know that you just kind of did on the side.
No. I wish.
So if you ever want to try, apparently Chuck, from what I could tell from this painter forum, we'll call it Paint Chan. If you have the face looking dead on, like 90 degrees from the canvas, mm-hmm. It's much easier to paint the eyes looking out that way. It gets really hard when the head is tilted tilted in one way or another away from that 90 degree axis. That's when it gets hard. And it has everything to do with how much of the white is shown, how much of the iris is shown, where it sits in the eye, that it's really tough to capture unless the painting is the subject is looking straight out of the painting.
Yeah. So another thing we should understand before we move on to how this little trick works with the eyes following you is if you go, if you move yourself around a statue, mm-hmm. A sculpture, or if you move yourself around a live human being mm-hmm. and just tell them to keep their eyes fixed forward and you move around them and you keep your eyeballs on theirs, that trick is not going to work. Their eyeballs are not going to be following you around the room, nor no. would it appear so from a sculpture, because you are changing your perspective. Their perspective is saying the same, and you are actually, you know, when you round the corner, you go from seeing iris to the whites of someone's eyes mm-hmm. and then the back of their head and then eventually back around again.
And not only that, you know, you're seeing more iris or less iris or more white or less white. And this is giving your brain visual cues about this third dimension. But also the interplay of light and shadow on their face, on their eyes, wherever, are sure. also giving your brain cues too, and it's changing.
So it's in three dimensions.
Yes, this the statue, your friend who's staring straight forward, going like, "Why am I doing this again?" Those things exist in the actual three dimensions. The painting itself, again, that third dimension is nothing but tricks of technique. They don't actually exist in the three dimensions. So when you paint eyes looking a certain way, they're going to look that certain way no matter what. They're fixed. Right. They're set. Your brain's not going to get any more information moving around the room. You're not going to see more white or less white of the eyes. The irises aren't going to change position. They are fixed no matter where you stand in relation to that painting. And as a result, that's why the eyes follow you around, because if they're painted gazing out of the painting to begin with, they're going to seem that way no matter where you stand. The eyes will follow you around the room from the painting.
That's right. If a person on a painting is painted to where they're looking, not looking at you, they're looking away from you, mm-hmm. it's not going to allow that illusion to take place. And to cap it off, it's even hard to have that person meet your gaze. Like, let's say someone's painted and they're looking sort of off to the side. Mm-hmm. You can't just walk off to the side to kind of where they seem to be looking and lock eyes with them. There is just this weird illusion of this sort of forever into the distance gaze that happens.
Yeah, which really, researching this, and I think admittedly fully understanding it for the first time, has really given me a lot of more respect for the craft of painting portraits than I have
totally.
Before.
Yeah, 'cause I've never been into portraiture that much, so for me too.
Yeah, I like a good Rembrandt.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the idea that it's really hard to paint the eyes a certain way, and then the fact that when you are painting eyes one way or the other, you're locking them in through tricks of perspective using shadow and light and all that. That's, I mean, hats off to all of you painters out there.
Yeah, one thing I truly did not understand was this experiment in 2004 from a group of researchers to try and prove this using a mannequin and math. I read this 10 times and I have no idea what they mean.
So they didn't use an actual mannequin. They used an image of a mannequin. So it's in two dimensions.
That probably helps.
But they used perspective to make it seem like a three-dimensional mannequin's torso.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense.
But then they plotted out the different dots. So the dots that should seem further away, because the mannequin itself, that part of the mannequin was further away, seemed further away no matter where you stood in when you were viewing this image of the mannequin. And they managed to basically capture this digitally to prove once and for all, this isn't the eyes following you in a painting aren't a trick. Like, it actually is the way that you're perceiving it. They do seem to be following you around the room. It's not like you're going nuts.
Amazing. Really cool.
It really is. So now everybody knows the eyes in a painting follow you around, because if they're painted looking that way, you're not going to get any other visual cues suggesting that they're looking any other direction than that way. I think we've explained it, Chuck.
I think so.
And since Chuck breathlessly said, "I think so," that means Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.